Hi, it's Ellen DeGeneres. Welcome to my podcast. We're going to listen to some of the best moments from the show, and it's going to be hosted by four executive producers that I love. Happy listening.
Happy Thursday, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of Ellen on the Go. Today, we've got Melissa McCarthy, and she's going to pass out at a dry cleaner. I can't wait for you to hear about it. Dancer Allison Stoner returns to the show after 17 years.
That blew my mind. That made me feel so old.
So old. We have an adorable kid dancer named Zaza who shows off some very sassy dance moves.
Very sassy.
Our sweet little average Andy is going to go to the U.S. Open to play some of the world's best tennis players. It's fantastic. Welcome, everyone. I'm Kevin Lehman III.
I'm Ed Glavin.
Mary Connolly.
Lauren R. Pomerantz.
Featured player, Lauren Pomerantz.
Featured player.
And I'm your host, Andy Lassner, and welcome to episode two, season two of Andy and Friends.
Yay.
And Lauren, twice in a row.
Yeah, wow.
What a joy for us.
Delighted to be here.
We are lucky.
And I'm just wondering, who asked you to be on again? Because I don't...
No one has specifically asked.
You saw the microphone getting set up.
And I thought I should pop in.
Well, we always love having you.
You know?
We love an interloper.
Yeah, thank you.
I am so happy with our first week of shows. Can I say that?
Yes. They just get better and better.
I am so proud. Yeah. Like, to think that 17 years in, we keep doing it. And it's mostly due to an amazing staff that we have here and Ellen's desire to just keep doing new things and just... Such fun stuff. And tomorrow is such a good show. They've all been good. But tomorrow, you definitely want to tune in.
It's crazy.
It's a guest who's never been here before. And that's all I can say.
I'm going to have to say, possibly my favorite moment of the week was from the Tuesday show with Melissa McCarthy.
There's just never a time I don't enjoy Melissa McCarthy. Melissa McCarthy is a great guest here.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan of her comedy. I just think she's incredible.
Yep. Yep.
And she signed up to do something she had never done before with us, which is we sent her out into the field and Ellen was in her ear and she had to say and do everything Ellen told her to do.
With hidden cameras at a dry cleaner.
Right here in Burbank, Milton Eadies. If you've ever been in this area, you know Milton Eadies. It's an institution. It's been here forever.
And she asked. She wanted... To do, we call it an IFB, which I think stands for internal feedback, but Ellen calls it Ellen in your ear. And Melissa McCarthy wanted to do this.
Yep.
And then my understanding is that in the van on the way to Milton Eadies, she was so nervous about what Ellen was going to make her say and do. Yeah, Nicole Solomowitz told me she was very nervous about what she was going to have to do.
That's very sweet.
So what happens when we do this is exactly where Ellen likes people to be nervous.
This
idea started... It's one of my favorite things we've done in the history of the show. And it started, I'm going to say 10 years ago?
It started, me and Johnny Norman wrote the first one.
With Johnny Norman.
Dennis Quaid?
Yep.
Dennis Quaid. Was the first line we ever wrote.
Dennis Quaid is here.
Yep.
And that has become such
And we did a few only. We did our first couple, I think, it was pretty much exclusive to Dennis Quaid. Remember we had him outside at a car and he was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Well, people were scared. I remember someone said that was lightning in a bottle. I don't know if we want to try it again.
Yeah.
Right.
And then the next one I remember was David Beckham, where he was getting a massage in his dressing room.
Yep.
And my favorite line of all was, "Do I feel a thumb?
Do I feel a thumb?"
He told the masseuse not to use her thumbs on him. And it was just all, they're just so good. And so Melissa McCarthy asked to do one. We sent her to Milton Eadies. It turns out it's her normal dry cleaners, Milton Eadies. So some of the people kind of know her, but they did not know that Ellen was in her ear. We'll play it for you, but at one point, Ellen tells her to fall to the ground, and she does.
To give a little insight, if people want to know how these happen, we all, the writers, sit and we brainstorm some scenarios that Ellen could have in her head so that while we're telling her, like, oh, I don't know, there's something to do with the popcorn machine or whatever. And we had this idea that maybe she took too much. She thought she had a headache. Yes. Thought she took Tylenol, but actually took Tylenol PM. Mm-hmm. And that sent Ellen off, and she had so many ideas of what to do with that premise. So that kind of became the runner. And then
Melissa was very sleepy and a little loopy.
We pointed out that she's got great physical comedy. So Ellen's like, great, I'll tell her to fall down. And that's how this ends. And then we'll tell you a little bit more about it after the clip.
Well, I have sent Melissa McCarthy to a dry cleaners called Milton Eadies. It's right here in Burbank, and we set up hidden cameras. Melissa is wearing an earpiece, and she has to say... and do whatever I tell her to do.
Okay.
Oh boy. Oh boy, oh boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
How are you today?
I'm having a day. I'm having a day. Okay.
I'm having a day.
Okay, let me just tell you what happened. Okay, let me just tell you what happened. Yeah. I had a headache this morning. So I take two Tylenols.
So I pop two Tylenol.
But they're Tylenol PMs.
But they're Tylenol PM.
Yeah, not just regular Tylenol.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You're like super tired. Right?
Okay. Yeah. So then I drink green tea to try to wake up.
So then I drink green tea to try to wake up.
Guess what? It's not. It's sleepy time tea.
Did it help? No, it's sleepy time tea.
I'm struggling.
I'm struggling.
I'm f***ed up. I'm seriously
I'm f***ed up.
Anyway, listen, I drive by here and I see these inspiring quotes on your sign.
I drive by here and I see these inspiring quotes on your sign.
Do you take suggestions?
Do you take suggestions?
Suggestions? Yeah.
I have a few pitches.
I have a few.
Okay. Give a man a pressed shirt, he'll have a clean clothes for a day. Teach a man to press a shirt, we'll hire him.
Give a man a clean shirt and he'll press it for a day. Teach a man to press a shirt and we'll hire him.
Ah, laugh really hard. Laugh.
That's a good one.
Yep, that's a good one.
I love you.
That's a good one. All right.
You can see why I'm so successful.
Yes.
How about this one? Listen, I got another one. Here's another one.
Okay, I got another one.
Yes.
When life hands you lemons, say, hey, cool, free lemons.
One lemon said to the other lemon.
What do you? That's it.
Oh, that one's a thinker. Never mind.
That's a thinker.
Here's one. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, you fool me once, you're not gonna fool me again.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on you for fooling me. And shame on you. Shame on you.
I like that one.
Okay. Yeah. Start to nod off a little bit.
That's a nut up a little bit. Mm-hmm. That's a nut up.
Yeah.
It's a nut up.
Hey.
You got a nut up.
Oh,
right.
Hey.
Start to fall asleep.
Fall down.
Go down on the ground. On the ground.
Are you okay?
Wake up and yell, Emilio Estevez! Just yell, Emilio Estevez!
Why don't you
yell, Emilio
Estevez!
Thank you for your hospitality.
Thank you.
This is a great place.
Sure okay?
Thank you.
Do you know who likes this place?
What's up?
Do you know who likes this place?
Do you know who Alexa plays?
Ellen DeGeneres. Ellen DeGeneres.
She plays Ellen DeGeneres sometimes.
And she's been telling me what to say this whole time.
She's been telling me what to say the whole time.
There's cameras everywhere.
There's cameras everywhere.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Half the fun is watching Melissa McCarthy do everything Ellen tells her to say and do, and the other half is Ellen is the pure unfiltered joy that Ellen experiences
on a regular basis
when the shit is hitting the fan
when she's torturing someone. Yeah. It's so fun.
Oh,
so there was the clip. There was you heard what happened. You really have to go to ElenTube or your DVRs and watch this because it's. It's all kinds of physical comedy.
Yeah, but it's our first prank.
There was an inherent problem with this one.
It was our first prank where someone called 911 on us. That was good.
Because Ellen instructed Melissa McCarthy to fall asleep and then fall to the ground. And the people in Milton Edies were so They're so customer service oriented that like three people came rushing over. And one person, the person that we were talking to primarily, said, call 911.
And someone did.
And someone did.
It was so funny. Also, fun fact, when Laura and I often have little competitions to get specific words on the show, really? I chose Emilio Estevez, and I got it in that
yes,
bit.
You did.
It was unbelievable. So she owes me $1,000.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, what, wow. What was your word? What was...
Oh, yeah, Barbara Hershey.
Wow.
Wow. And we're still working on
it. We're still working on
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So if you hear Barbara Hershey.
That's unbelievable.
Barbara Hershey. That's going to be tough.
What if we see Barbara Hershey?
What if it's Barbara and then Hershey, but not.
As long as they're right next to each other.
Oh, but what if they're not right next to each other?
They have to be
what
next
if they're
to each
in
other?
The same, like, 30-second time period? That's worth 500.
No.
A Barbara and a Hershey is worth 500.
In the
welcome
sentence,
welcome
fine.
To the friendship of Kevin and Lauren. They've been best friends for
35 years.
35 years.
Now let's talk about
both of them exceedingly overcompensated.
Yeah.
Thank you.
This is extra.
One of the things one of the things
Hi,
about
Jane.
The four of us.
You can have half of what we get for this.
Okay.
Yeah.
One of the things that comes with the four of us, yep. excluding Lauren for a moment.
Sure.
Ouch.
Working on this show for yep. 17 years,
uh-huh.
is there are moments where we feel very old.
Yes.
Allison Stoner.
Oh, my God.
Explain it, Mary. You're better
so,
at it and older.
The show began 17 seasons ago, which means 17 years ago.
Which means Ellen has taken the best years of our lives.
And as we were starting to book the beginning of the show... It was at a time when Missy Elliott's music video to Work It was out.
Right.
And Ellen, huge fan of Missy Elliott, watched that video over and over again and called us up one day and said, there's an incredible young girl dancer in that video and I want to have her on the show and I want to meet her.
She was 10.
She was 10. Her name was Allison Stoner. So on the fourth ever episode of The Ellen Show... Allison Stoner was on the show. Here's a little clip of that right now.
Congratulations on the
Thank
video.
You.
Best video of the year.
Yes, that was very exciting.
I bet it
yes,
was exciting.
It was.
And so they brought you up on stage and you were with Missy and
yes,
all of her glam
actually,
crew.
Yeah. The director actually held me up and like I was like, oh my gosh, I'm actually on stage, actually. You know, with Missy Elliott.
I know, he was holding you like a Manuel Lewis or something. You were being held up like a little puppet. I was waiting for you to start talking.
Fall.
Yeah, a fall, yeah. But that must have been exciting to be there.
Oh, yeah. It was.
And so, and you met Justin Timberlake?
I did.
Wasn't that exciting?
Yes, he actually leaned over uh-huh. and he told me, he goes, you know, one day Allison, or he didn't say my name, but.
Go ahead, embellish. Yeah. That's good. Yeah. Embellish the story.
He said my name. Yeah. Said one day, Allison. One day, that's gonna be you up there. And I was like, oh, I hope. You know, I can't wait to get up there. And
then just an hour later, he was right.
Cut to this year's VMAs. Missy Elliott re-performs "Work It" with an all-grown-up Allison Stoner,
who now
steals
27 years old?
Who steals
yep.
the show. Who she was the
it.
One in the yellow outfit, yeah. just going crazy all by herself
just look
out
up
there
Allison
on the stage.
Allison Stoner VMAs. It's the videos everywhere.
She's Thanks, fantastic.
Buddy. Should we do that on the Google?
Yeah, you could if you have the Google yeah. application. You can.
So
or Bing.
I'm using Firefox.
So then we invite Allison Stoner back onto our show so we can celebrate.
Or Bing.
That, you know, just yeah. reminisce yeah. and celebrate Ellen and Allison Stoner. And here's a little clip of that.
So this is crazy. So 17 years ago, our first season, I saw the Missy Elliott video. And I was like, there's this little girl in this video that is so good. And our producers found you, had you on the show. And
wow.
look at you now. I mean, it's amazing to see
you.
So what was it like to be on stage with Missy again? That you know, that was so long ago, and now
yes.
you're...
Yeah. Yeah, it was absolutely perfect.
Yeah?
First of all, obviously, credit goes to Missy for allowing me to participate and honor her and kind of recreate that timeless moment.
You've gotten a lot of attention since then. You have a million followers, right?
Conveniently, I reached 1 million soon after you reshared the clip, so thank you.
So I thought we would take a selfie so we can add more. So let's do...
Oh, this is awesome.
All right. Ready?
Okay. We have matching hair.
Yeah. Yes, we do. Mine was that color not too long ago.
Oh, really?
All right, I heard that you downsized. I heard that you got rid of all of your worldly possessions. What made you want to do that?
Oh, I think it's very simple. The simpler your life is, the more room you have for your health and relationships to flourish.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very easy to sort of go as wild and luxurious as the entertainment industry can seem to be. Again, that's how much I want to counter it. And mm-hmm. I can fit all of my belongings in my car. And you just have this weightlessness.
So what did you do with all your belongings?
Donated.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
Yeah, so...
Do you need anything?
No. Sounds like you don't have anything left. I don't... It's too late.
Actually, if anyone wants a piano, I'm trying to get rid of this piano. It's beautiful, but I don't need it.
Where is it now? In your car?
I mean, that's pretty cool. We've been around for a minute.
Yeah. A long time.
Yeah. Well, so Alison Stoner was first with us when she was...
10.
10.
They'll allow it.
We had a young girl on our first week, a show that Twitch hosted, and a young girl named
Holy
Zaza.
Cow. We put Zaza on Instagram because her interview with Twitch was just so utterly memorable. It was just unbelievable. And before the show aired... The interview had 12 million views on Instagram.
Wow.
Amazing. Yeah. And so Zaza is a dancer and a bit of a singer.
And just a sassy four-year-old.
Yeah. And just a super cute four-year-old.
At one point in the interview, Twitch said to Zaza, "How are you feeling today, Zaza?" And she said, "I'm feeling bad and bougie." And she's four.
And
like knee-high to a grasshopper.
So she just couldn't be more adorable.
Oh.
And, you know, we love having little kids on the show who are fun and funny. And so you should go to your DVR, you should go to EllenTube, you should check out Zaza, who does not disappoint.
But here's a little clip of the interview.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Really good.
Really good? Wow. So, I mean, are you happy to be here? You are?
I'm, like, excited. I love your dance moves.
Oh, thank you. I love your dance moves, too. I'm happy that you're here to do that with us. Now, you took your first plane ride to get here, right?
Uh-huh. Like, my mommy and daddy was asleep, everybody was asleep, and I was watching a movie, eating a snack, and just drinking stuff.
Oh, and just drinking stuff. What movie were you watching?
I was watching Penguins.
Oh, yeah, it was watching.
That just came out.
Oh, that just came out? It's the exclusive. That's great. Now, you're a dancer just like me. Now, how long have you been dancing?
I've been, like, dancing in a couple weeks.
Couple weeks. Yeah. You're just naturally talented. You just got it. So what, do you have a favorite dance move?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what is it?
The whoa.
Whoa. Wait, show it to me one more time. Show it to me one more time.
You just have to pull this back.
Uh-huh.
And then...
Okay. Whoa. I love it. I love that. How would you describe your personality?
My personality, I'm bad and bougie and cute.
You said you what now?
I said I am bad and bougie and I'm acting like I'm cute and I'm so
Yes. Wow. And then what about sassy? I heard you like to call yourself sassy too.
My sassy face is like, period.
Wow. That is, now you're so talented. Like, what else do? You like to rap?
Uh-huh, I like to sing songs.
You like to sing songs? Do you also rap? You do. And who's your favorite rapper?
Me.
Yeah. What makes a good rapper?
A good rapper is like you sing, you rap, you keep working and working till you get your food right and just eat till you get bigger and bigger.
Nice. See, that's, yeah.
Kevin, we're sort of forging ahead with season two here, but let's look back for a second because we didn't really get a lot of time to discuss it. What was your favorite thing you did this summer? I wanted to check in with you.
Favorite thing I did this summer? I had a wonderful trip to Spain with a lot of my family.
That's very cool.
And Madrid was my new favorite city.
Who all went in your family?
I got my mom, my dad, my older sister Holly was there for a bit of it, then my sister Hannah, her twins, who are three.
Holy cow.
Her husband Josh, Chris, and myself. And my little sister Lauren. Everybody.
That is almost a lot. Everybody. That is a lot of people.
That's a lot of people
that
try to move around.
Or did
Europe.
You stop in New York for a little bit?
We flew straight. We stopped in Germany for a couple days and then went on to Spain.
Wow, that's a long flight.
It was awesome.
Huh?
What about you?
We stayed kind of in the country this year, and we went to, we did Deer Valley, Utah, because my kids are very into ATVing and outdoor stuff.
That looked
and,
awesome.
And then we also spent some time in Santa Barbara and you know, just relaxed a lot and had a good time.
We went to Cape Cod.
That's right, as you do every year.
As we do every year.
Because you're from the East Coast and you're wealthy, and that's what East Coast wealthy people do. They go to the Cape.
That's exactly what we do. I did a triathlon.
Wow.
You did?
Yeah. I did a sprint triathlon.
What's a sprint triathlon?
A sprint triathlon is you swim about a third of a mile.
Okay.
You bike about 9 miles, and you run 3 miles.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
How is that different from a regular triathlon?
I think a regular triathlon, every distance is longer.
I see.
Yeah.
That's cool, Mary.
That's very impressive.
To be able to do that at 70 years of age.
Andy was more sore after the pedicab than you were.
Yes, exactly.
That's probably true.
That's very impressive. And did you do it last year? Same thing?
I did it last year. I do it every year.
And do you train throughout the year, or sort of you get to Cape Cod and go, oh boy, I got to get in shape?
I try to train throughout the year, and then I get to Cape Cod and go, oh, I better get in shape.
Right.
Yeah.
Lauren?
Well, I was also in Cape Cod briefly.
That's right.
Didn't do a triathlon.
Well,
went
next
to Smuggler's
year.
Ice Cream instead almost every night.
Is that good ice cream? Mm.
Delicious. Yeah. The best.
Where did you stay?
In Elizabeth's grandmother's home.
Oh, wow. That's quite...
It's...
That's nice.
Next year, when you come to the Cape, you'll come do the triathlon.
Yeah, well, maybe.
What?
I'll cheer you on.
Or she'll have ice cream.
Yeah, with my ice cream, I'll cheer you on.
And Edward, you sort of stayed very homebound. Tell everyone about your summer.
You probably had the most eventful summer of any of us.
I spent 5 weeks on my love seat.
Yeah,
that is great.
And why is that? Why
surgery?
Well, I had a knee injury that sort of, like a ball rolling downhill, it blew up on me. And I had knee surgery the week after we wrapped Game of Games.
What kind of knee surgery?
I had knee replacement surgery, Mary. I went ahead and I got a new knee put into where the old knee was.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big thing. I'm hearing more and more about people having hip and knee replacement.
It's unbelievable the number of people who have it to me. And like everyone you tell, they go, oh, my mom had it done and she was 75. And you just think, well, this is just going to be a walk in the park. It's not. Or at least it wasn't for me. But but it's over and I feel better and we're getting back to health. So, yeah.
But it's been a road. I saw you how long after surgery?
I guess about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And Andy, I was going to say this. Andy, who was local, everybody else was traveling. Andy, every day, wanted to come see me. And for the first week, I just was like, I just can't. I just feel like shit. I look like shit. Like, I just can't. And then my sister was coming to town for a previously planned vacation. And Andy came on the day that they arrived and brought us all the most amazing lunch from the sandwich shop in Encino. Yeah. And we had the best afternoon. It was so
nice.
It was like literally the first time I think I got off the couch and went outside and sat down. And it was amazing.
And
it was
when
really
I saw Ed, it was a real limp. And he was wearing a
compression sock up to my
compression sock up through his thigh.
Ooh, those are hot.
And I thought, wow, this is going to be a road. And then he showed me a little baggie with.
This is true.
This is true. With what you would think is from Home Depot, some metal hardware. Like there was a couple screws, there
one
was
screw
a bolt, what do you call a hex bolt, whatever. And it was all what was removed.
Yeah, I had a previous knee surgery in my 20s when I lived in New York City.
And it looks like what you would find like just in a toolkit, hardware.
I might need to see that back.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
I'll bring it in tomorrow. And the surgeon, bless his heart, he's a former New Yorker. And after the surgery, he comes in and he said two things that I remember in the hospital. He said, he goes... I don't normally do this, but I have to show you some pictures of what I took out of there. He goes, look at this. And he holds up his iPhone and he goes, that's a bone spur. Look at the size of that thing. And it was like, it was as big as his phone. I was oh my gosh. He goes, and of course the screw, the one screw that was in there was stripped. He goes, but I got it. You know how I got it? I got a vice.
Oh my God.
He had the guy had to go down to his car and get a vice, bring it back up, and take it into the OR.
I have to give him a shout out. His name is Dr. Robert Clapper, and he is amazing. His bedside manner is amazing. I have a body that doesn't fully cooperate with anything, and he's just been phenomenal. Mm. He really has. And now I'm 9 weeks out. Did not miss a day of work, which was very important to me.
That is true.
And I feel really good. I got a ways to go, but I feel really good. I've surfed on it. So there you go. That's my summer.
Wow.
Now, where were we on the podcast?
That is insane.
Let's talk about Average Andy.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. I love Average Andy.
I think Average Andy initially was a writer's idea. Yep. And they even had the theme song. Was it Gil?
Troy's idea, and Beej wrote the theme song, and he still gets a residual every time we use it.
Wow. Does he really?
Yeah, $12.
That's amazing. Look at that. We have to keep doing it just for Beach.
I think we might have done our last episode.
I think
the tennis one was good.
If you would get better at stuff, we could stop doing it.
As long as you're average, we got to keep going.
We're just trying to help you.
This is going to be an endless run.
Yeah.
Our staff pitches Average Andy ideas.
They sure do.
And then we pitch them to Andy, and he rejects 9 out of 10. The truth is he rejects all of them. And then a couple of them we're able to talk him back into. And invariably, when he does them, I would say maybe not every time, but most times, he's happy that he did it when it's all over. And in this case, we wanted him to go to the U.S. Open to play tennis with some of the greatest tennis players on earth.
Yep.
And he wasn't really sure he wanted to put himself in that position.
Nope.
And then he went, and he had a fantastic time, didn't you?
Yes, I ended up having a good time because...
He's, in fact, tweeting about it right now.
No, I ended up having a good... I was nervous because tennis is not really my sport.
What is your sport?
That's a good question. But I ended up being sort of... More than participating in it, what I like to do is watch people who are...
Really gifted.
Really gifted at something. And so that's cool, is to be around them.
But Andy, in his anxiety, is very self-deprecating, but he's also really funny. Andy just is spontaneously very funny. So
my pain brings joy to others.
And there's a moment that happens in the tape piece that wasn't planned for, that the writers didn't write, but happened and was one of the biggest laughs of the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Your pants fell down.
Yeah. Well, what happened is when you watch the piece, you're not watching it necessarily in the order that things happened. But basically what happened was we were supposed to do the playing tennis portion at a certain time. And then suddenly I was told, oh my God, we're doing the tennis now. And I jump into something that they make me change in. And I throw everything on, not knowing that those pants had a lace that you needed to tie. I just pulled them up like gym shorts.
Yeah, then they put a microphone. Anyone could make that mistake and then not they put see a the mic drawstring hanging me. Out of the shorts.
Right. And then I run around and the shorts... took a little bit of a fall. Thank God I was wearing some sort of Spanx short that they gave me. Let's talk about the fact that wardrobe provides me with some sort of Spanx short.
That was like a full girdle.
Yeah. It was like, I didn't know what was worse. That's why I was like, we're not using this. Because it's bad enough like the pants came down. I'm also wearing some sort of compression.
You look like some sort of professional
athlete.
My
grandmother may have worn in the 50s.
Yeah.
So...
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
It's a great piece.
It was really, really funny.
But here's a little clip of Andy being Andy. And then you should go to your DVR and check it out on the show because it's really, really fun.
Hi, how are you?
Nice to see you.
I took that 23andMe test, you know, the DNA thing, and it said, this is true, that I had the same makeup as an elite athlete.
Yeah,
so my question to you is, I don't play tennis, but if I started right now...
Yeah.
Once a week for an hour. How long till I could play in something like this, in a tournament like this?
Never.
Or would it be twice?
Never. Unfortunately, I...
Really?
Yeah.
Twice a week I would need to do it? Congratulations on winning Wimbledon.
Thank you very much.
That's a huge deal.
Well, yeah, it felt very special.
It's very similar that way, because last year a lot of people didn't think we would win the Daytime Emmy for Best Show, which I'm sure you know
we did.
And that was... So I know that we both are under the lights and we know pressure. Okay, so here's what I have. I have backhand, forehand, serve, and Whoa. Then when I win a point.
Wait, where do you get this form from?
Jewish summer camp is the only time I've played. Show me your forehand.
Let's do it that way.
Oh, you follow through?
Do the base like this. Like this, and finish here.
You guys saw that. He put his arm around. We full on had a ghost moment. What does it feel like to be ranked number one in the world? I've never been ranked anything at anything.
Like, no, I think you're pretty good at what you do. Of course, you with Ellen.
Can you call me every morning and yes. make me feel good? Because
yes.
when you
yes.
work with Ellen, I don't get any of this. You know what? I'm gonna have you record it on my phone so you don't have to no. call me. I'll just keep listening to it.
Hey, Andy. Switch off all the lights. Close your eyes. Dive deep, deep into meditative state and listen to my voice. You are the best looking tennis player in the world. You are an amazing human being that is the best in what he does.
I'm quitting, Ellen.
And take that into the new day. Raise your confidence and believe in yourself. Love you, buddy. Take care.
At the U.S. Open, he met Roger Federer.
Sure.
You get his number?
Yes.
Can I have it?
Naomi Osaka.
Rafael Nadal. Yep.
Yes, Rafa Nadal.
Novak Djokovic.
Yep.
Who was so sweet to you.
So sweet.
What a sweet guy.
Yeah, he really is a nice guy. And they were all nice. They were all...
You know, the thing you notice most when the tennis players are standing next to Andy, and Andy and I are roughly the same height.
4'7".
You really get a clear look of how shortchanged we were.
Yes. Especially with John Isner, who's 6'9".
Was that the Swiss guy?
Oh, no, the guy who had the fastest serve.
Standing next to you, Novak Djokovic looks 6'9".
Yeah, they all look 6'9". Enormous, and they all... But here's what I'll say, is I kept thinking, these guys aren't going to want to, like, they don't know. But the reason they all show up to do these things is they love Ellen. Like, they'll say to me, They mentioned that you were coming to the Open, and so I didn't know what it was exactly, but my wife said, you better do it. It's for the Ellen show. So, like, Ellen's popularity really helps in attracting these sort of athletes, which is very – it's cool to just see how many fans Ellen has.
That's great.
Ellen and the show – Ellen's show right now in America
yeah.
is like a blessing, in my opinion.
Yep.
I really think it's a place yep. where you can go, and it's fun and funny. And she doesn't want anyone to get hurt, and that is unchanged from...
She's not upset when I get hurt.
No, she's okay.
Andy and Lauren.
Yeah, she pulled my hair pretty hard.
Yeah, that's true.
She doesn't want anyone outside of people
yes,
who work
she
for
preserves her.
Her.
Listen, if she's paying you, she feels she has yeah. the right to hurt you
sure.
every
sure.
single day.
That's right.
But if you're not on the payroll, I mean, she's just amazing. And
yeah.
I think it's a really important thing that we get to do right now, which is just help people and be fun and funny and... not be anything but that.
For sure.
Absolutely.
That's the end of my speech. God, I hope
Good
she
speech.
Listens. Well,
that's it.
That's all we got.
Kev, you want to close us out?
I think you should. Subscribe today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening to us right now. And don't forget to watch Ellen Weekdays for even more Ellen fun.
Thank you, Lauren.
Thanks,
Lauren.
Thank you for
Thanks,
having
Thanks, everybody.
We love you.
Bye, Jane.
We would so love to know more about you here at Ellen on the Go. Please head over to Wondery.com/survey. It's a really short survey that will help make this show better. The Wondery.com/survey. WONDERY.com/survey. We'd really appreciate hearing from you.